Power Cow.
5'9", the Power Cow, Jason Smith, Matt Lehman here from Grass Lake, game number two of our doubleheader. We're back for Grass Lake and Lumen Christie, and don't let the record fool you. I've been saying it all week long. You can't sleep on Lumen. They're finally into basketball shape, and they've been on a tear, five of their last six.
This is two teams that nobody wants to play, and they're playing each other.
Exactly.
They're both playing great basketball right now. I mean, they're Grass Lake really gave Hanover Horton their only game competitive-wise that they played outside of the loss and obviously the game against Lincoln. You know, they had them, all intents and purposes, they had Hanover Horton beat, and that's a great basketball team. So
yeah.
You know Grass Lake has it in them for sure. And then Lumen, you're right. I mean, Keller's the real deal. They just beat Western, who we announced they were up 42-6 at the half,
yeah.
And they beat a really, really good Western team. So
that they
you're
did.
Right, I agree. You can't sleep on Lumen. This is going to be a great game.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a really deep out-of-town scoreboard for Airtech Machining and Manufacturing. Hanover Horton leads with about 5 minutes to go in their game, 59-36. Final, Marshall Olivet, 80-42. Marshall wins that one. Leslie falls to Bath, 65-56. Bronson over Maple Valley, 62-61, and a barn burner. Final from Western, 65-23. East Lansing leads Everett, 39-32. Some of the area scores. So for these two teams, Grass Lake defeated East Jackson to get here in round one of district action, 62-51. Trey Ruggles, 21 points in that tilt. Josh Hordesny, really, he was our Jackson area subway player of the game, 17 points, 10 rebounds. Xavier Bargesser, normally Grass Lake's leading scorer, had just 10 points in that one. Lumen got a bye in the first round. They were last in action with a loss to Coldwater, 48-37. But as you mentioned,
a real good Coldwater team.
A very good Coldwater team.
15-5, good team.
As you mentioned, they won. They beat Marshall 66-60 in a game you heard on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, their schedule, I mean, they played mostly Division II schools all year, and they're Division III, so... You're right. The records mean nothing. Everybody's 0-0 when you get in this tournament.
Exactly. With the exception of the Warriors, who are now 1-0. But it was against a three-win regular season East Jackson team who gave them all that they could handle. They're going to have to tighten up a little bit, play a lot better than they did in round one to beat this Lumen Christie team.
Well, you wonder, too, you know, knowing the way they played, knowing the mindset of a teenage kid, you know, you look ahead a little bit. You know, you're anticipating you're going to get Lumen, and sometimes you forget about those teams that you got to get through to get to a team that you know you're going to face. So we'll see what happens. But I anticipate it's going to be I'm hoping for a barn burner.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're going to take 3 minutes. We'll come back with the starters and get this game rolling. Number two, district semifinal action on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow, Jason Smith, Matt Lehman on the broadcast. And Matt, we're getting ready to get game number two underway. Let's get the starters for Lumen Christie.
Lumen Christie starts... Dayton Keller, their senior leading scorer. Nick Thomas, Bobby Willis, Kyer Johnson, and Connor Spencer. Only Spencer's a junior. The rest are all seniors.
Yeah, very senior-laden lineup for this Titan team.
And athletic. I'll tell you, look at them.
Yeah.
Like you said, what'd you say? They're looking like they're getting into basketball shape.
Yeah, finally. And they've got Jack Kelly coming back from injury. Basil Hampton's coming back from an injury. They're going to run real deep, and that's going to be a big problem for the Warriors. Let's go over the Warriors starters for head coach Mark Comstock.
Okay, they start junior Trey Ruggles, junior Lewis Good, junior Scotty Schultz, junior Josh Horduchny, and junior Xavier Bargesser in a all-junior lineup.
Yeah, team junior that, loaded.
Got to be. So. You look at that team, no seniors. Definitely going to be a factor. Certainly this year and then next year.
Yeah, and you look at Lumen's lineup, and you see the starters there who all contribute in their own ways, but also they've got some bench contributors too. Jack Kelly coming back from injury. He's been a starter at times for the Titans. Connor Hubble and Connor Spencer can shoot the lights out for you. You get some good minutes out of Caden Bushinski, Patrick O'Dowd. Basil Hampton comes in, gives them minutes when they need it to. So they're going to run deep, and that might be a problem for the Warriors.
Well, you know, like I said, depth like this, you know, my thing with Lumen Christie is the fact that their strength of schedule. I'm curious to see how their strength of schedule is going to play a factor because, like you said, Records out the window. It's the team that finished, you know, in the bottom half of their conference in the I-8, but really came on the second half of the year.
Yeah, we'll step aside here for a minute, and we'll get the player introductions and all of those necessities from the MHSAA out of the way here. From Grass Lake, it's district semifinal action. Game number two here, the Warriors and the Titans. We'll take a two-minute break and come back on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow, district semifinal action here from Grass Lake. The Warriors and Titans get set to tip off. Big thank you to Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, our title sponsor today. Kelly Express Mart, Vision Collision, Brooklyn AC, Lomar Machine and Tool. Our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Airtech Machining and Manufacturing. First half sponsor, Aspen 1-Hour Heating. And Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our second half sponsor. Players have all been introduced. Starters are on the floor for the Warriors. Final instructions from Coach Tyler Aldridge for the Titans. They'll hit the floor. Our officials are ready. We're ready. Clock's ready. We'll find out who Manchester will face here in about 32 minutes as we go through game number two of our doubleheader in the circle. It's Trey Ruggles and Dayton Keller set to tip it off. Tip controlled by the Titans. Nick Thomas over to Connor Spencer, out for Kyer Johnson. Johnson, the facilitator for the Titan offense. Out to the wings for Spencer. Willis comes off a screen, gets a look down low, and
hitting the ball.
Yep.
No basket.
Going to get an over.
Call that on Scotty Schultz.
Yep. Off ball foul. Dayton Keller with it. Gets a look. Head fakes. Spin move down low. And rims out. Nick Thomas with the board and missed. And we're going to get a whistle. Very quickly, Nick Thomas with his first foul. That's a problem we've seen for a couple of years now. Nick Thomas struggling committing fouls. He's an intense player. Sometimes that blows up on him.
I'll tell you, one thing that you can tell is Grass Lake's going to have their hands full inside with Keller.
That they will. Schultz for good. Gets a screen, doesn't use it. Easy layup and in. First points of the game go to the Warriors. 2-0. 7-16. Here's Connor Spencer.
Got a push off there.
Got away with one. Bobby Willis will reset the offense here. 7 minutes on the clock here. 2-0 our score. Warriors lead it. Kyer Johnson on the wing, guarded by Trey Ruggles. Gets a screen from Nick Thomas, rather. Wide open look for Connor Spencer. Missed. Bobby Willis with the rebound down low in the easy bucket. Nice little bunny for the Northern Michigan commit. It's 2-2. 6:40 to go. Willis recent Northern Michigan. Congratulations to him. Bargesser with a nice crossover. Beats Nick Thomas. Easy bunny from him. 4-2 now. Kyer Johnson quickly up the floor. He'll cross over on good over to Willis. And Willis will set things up. 6:15 to go. First quarter action for Aspen 1-Hour. Going to get a screen. Keller, he'll switch and be guarded by Bargesser. Keller's got the advantage. Hordutschny got the knockaway.
Great defense by Hordutschny.
Trey Ruggles inside on Willis. And we're going to get a whistle. Missed the first and got the rebound. And that's off on Connor Spencer, his first inning. 5:55 to go here. 4 juniors lead it. Trey Ruggles at 9-2.
I'll tell you, the junior Eden Warriors are not intimidated coming out of the gun, coming out of the gate right now. They are in an attack.
The first 5, and as you mentioned, you got Trey Ruggles back. Professor had a nice easy play
here. And moving up the side. And, you know, just straight, quick.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Keller misses the first, leaves it a little short. 5:39 to go in our first quarter for Aspen 1 hour. And off the heel for Keller. Would have been able to get his own rebound had he stayed where he was. Lewis Good will bring it up. He'll get it to Scott Schultz over onto the wing for Bargesser. He'll take a look at a three, and that one's going to rim out, rebounded by Kyer Johnson, and here come the Titans. Johnson kicks out to Willis. He'll get a good look at it. Connor Spencer took a walk. Bobbled.
On his wheels, man.
Yep, he bobbled a little bit and took off before he could get moving. That's an unforced turnover by the Titans. Lewis Good methodically up the floor. 5-2 still our score. 5 minutes to go here. Trey Ruggles on Bobby Willis for Dutchney at the top. He'll get it over for Good. Good to Schultz. Wide open at the top. Won't take the shot. Bargesser comes off the screen and gets it back to Horodutchny. He'll hand off to Ruggles. Trey taking a look at things, decides better of it. And he'll slow it down, get it back out to Schultz into the corner for Lewis Good. Guarded there by Kyer Johnson. Baseline drive and dish to Bargesser.
The patience by
triple for Ruggles is off. Rebounded by Keller.
There they come. Here comes Coleman.
Kyer off and running again here. He'll get it to Connor Spencer for three. Left it short. Rebounded Bargesser. Lewis Good going to bring things up. He'll slow things down. No numbers for the Warriors. Bargesser gets a screen from Schultz. Now guarded by Dayton Keller, and he won't go anywhere with that wall in his way. Hard screen by Horodutchny. Ruggles with a finger roll. Won't get it. Rebounded Kyer. Long outlet for Bobby Willis. And an easy bunny there, 5-4. 3:55 to go, our score here. Warriors still lead. Pace slows back down as Grasslake brings it up.
Release. Willis released on that. That was too easy. Not going to run him down.
For Dutchney over to the wing for Good. He'll get it out for a wide open look at three for Ruggles, and he got it. 8-4, our score. That's going to get a timeout from the Titan bench. Tyler Aldridge wants to talk things over. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to get an official timeout.
Oh, the net.
The net got caught.
Net got.
Connor Spencer will take a seat. Connor Hubble will come into the game. Another sharp shooter from distance. Jack Kelly also into the game for the Titans. Kyer Johnson, along with Bobby Willis, Jack Kelly, Dayton Keller, Connor Hubble on the floor for the Titans. Lewis Good, Xavier Bargesser, Horodutchny, Ruggles, and Clayton Canning into the game now for the Warriors. On the wing, Kyer Johnson gets it over to Willis into the corner for Hubble. Long three, rimmed out. Battle for the boards, and it's going to be Warrior basketball. Warrior student section starting to get into it here.
Little 3-2 zone right here for Lumen.
Dayton Keller wisely stands in front of Horodutchny to make sure he doesn't have a clear path to the bucket.
They look to trap out of it.
And
gave him a little different look right there and forced a Grasslake turnover.
Horodutchny tried to hit Bargesser in the corner. Couldn't get him, and he was angry with himself on the way back down the floor. And Bobby Willis. Now Kyer Johnson up the floor. They're going to clear everybody out on this side here. Bobby Willis helping to direct traffic with Kyer Johnson. He'll take it on the wing. Keller walked around Horodutchny. 8-6 now our score, 2:10 to go.
That's a big time move right there.
Yeah, it was. Airtech Machine and Manufacturing out of town scoreboard. Onstead beats Milan 63-60. Lewis Good at the point for the Warriors. He'll get it over to the wing for Trey Ruggles. Back into the corner for Good.
They're kind of struggling here attacking this zone. They're
just a different look.
A little bit different look defensively. And what they're doing is they're with that odd man front, they're doing a good job of taking that wing shooter away.
Bargesser, quick triple from the wing.
Couldn't get it. Right there.
Over to Keller, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. That foul on Trey Ruggles, his first, team's third, and that'll get tough night for me because Carson and Clayton Canning are both in the game now for the Warriors. Keller down low, going to get the bump on the shot, and he's going to go to the line. That one charged to Carson Canning. That's his first, team's fourth. 8-6 our score. Keller can tie it up with two from the line, 1:27 to go. And it looks like they're trying to get that ball down into the post.
I think it makes sense to me.
Keller definitely.
Right now, he's got to make his free throws.
He's got a weight advantage here, but he's going to have to start knocking these down. He missed the first and got the second. A little bit better touch there. It's 8-7 now, 1:27 to play. Jack Kelly picks up Bargesser at three-quarter court. He'll switch off, and a little trap, and a travel by Good. Not a very well-executed trap there by Lumen Christie, but it got the job done, Coach.
Coach Comstock's not real happy right there.
Lumen inbounds here. Kyer Johnson with a drive. Gets it out for Kelly. He'll get it back for Kyer. Pump fake. Got Good to leave his feet. Bobby Willis wide open in the corner for three. Got it. 10-8 our score now. Lumen leads 58 to play here in the first.
That's 7 out of the 10 right now in this game for Willis.
Here's Good on the point. Still running that zone is Lumen, and Grass Lake kind of flat-footed here. Not really moving to try to get open looks. Carson Canning will go to the line. Baseline drive. Got his own rebound on the miss. Gets it out for Good. 35 to go.
Long that zone zone is – oh, nice. Oh, man, missed a point blank.
Long outlet for Bobby Willis. He'll get it to Connor Hubble. And he traveled. And 9 to go here. 10-8 our score. Titans lead it. After trailing 8-4.
Extending that zone out.
There's Trey Ruggles with an open look for three. Missed. Rebounded by Keller, and we get a little collision there, and that's going to go on Carson Canning.
Advantage Keller.
Yeah, a little bit. Dayton Keller and Nick Thomas both are just brick walls, so you're not going to get through them. 9 seconds to go here. Bobby Willis finally makes contact at the half-court line. Kyer Johnson going to hold for one. 3 seconds to go. He's going to have to get a shot off. He does, and it rims out. 10-8 our score after one.
It's an action-packed 10-8.
It was an action-packed 10-8. We'll take 60 seconds here on the broadcast and come back for the start of the second quarter on 95.9 The Power Cow. Second quarter action set to get underway here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Hanover final for Airtech Machining and Manufacturing. 76-44 over Reading. They'll head to the final in that district. 8 minutes back on the clock. Grass Lake carrying things up. It's Lewis Good. Starters on the floor with the exception of Clayton Canning for the Warriors. Trey Ruggles baseline drive up and under. Rebounded by Ruggles. He's going to dribble out of there and slow things down. Lewis Good will reset the offense. Guarded there by Kyer Johnson.
A great on-ball defense by Johnson right there. He's not given.
You say that, Coach, then he gets whistled for the foul. You jinx him on that one.
I did. I thought he played great D.
Yeah, it was some fantastic defense there. Trey Ruggles open look at a triple. Rims out again. Rebounded.
He has had two really good looks here, eight in a row, and didn't knock either one of them down.
Yeah, rough shooting start.
I don't think Lumen wants that. I don't think that they want to consistently do that. I think you got to be careful there.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to leave Ruggles
get
open.
It going for Grass Lake.
And that's stolen by Keller on the inbound. Keller's going to go up strong to the hoop and in. 12-8 our score. Lumen leads 7:15 to go here in the second quarter for Aspen 1 hour. Not known much for his scoring prowess, but Bobby Willis really dominated that first quarter for the Titans.
He has right now in this another back to man-to-man here.
Nice hard screen by Canning on Bobby Willis. They'll switch off, nearly turn the ball over. Bargesser had a look at a three there.
Lumen went back to man-to-man. They're kind of picking their spots with that 3-2 zone.
Yeah.
Remember that 3-2 because at some point they're going to come back to it.
Absolutely.
Because it was really effective.
Bargesser had a quick look, thinks better of it as Keller comes over on the help side. Over in the corner for Ruggles, he's guarded there by Connor Spencer. Hordechny over to Good, back out to Clayton Canning, down low for Hordechny on Kelly. Jump hook and he got it. 10-12.
That was good ball movement, good patience right there by Grasslake. Much needed basket.
Yeah, very, very well executed there by the Warriors. Hordechny with a nice little jump hook. Jack Kelly on the wing. He'll get it out for Bobby. Willis will go over to Kyrie Johnson. Back into the corner for Bobby. Nice pass. And one. Dayton Keller goes strong to the bucket. He'll knock it down. Hordechny gets tagged with his second foul. Team sixth, 5:59 to go here in the second quarter. 14-10, Keller can make it a five-point game here. Nick Thomas back in. The Air Force commit takes to the floor here. He looks like an Air Force kid, too. Good on the free throw by Keller, 15-10. Nick Thomas just looks like one of those guys that's just going to work his tail off his entire life and be very proud of what he does. Bobby Willis guarding Lewis Good. Keller on the help defense down for Schultz, and Kyrie's going to get a whistle. Early on in the first quarter for Airtech Machining and Manufacturing, game number two of the doubleheader up in Charlotte.
That was a tough second foul right there.
Northwest leads Michigan Center 8-0 to start that one. Slow start for the Cardinals.
Well, a little bit of a shocker. I mean, it's
yeah.
Early. It's early.
15-10 our score, and hold up here.
Call it. 5-second call right there.
Yeah, 5-second call. Kyrie Johnson took the ball away and got a little chippy there
yeah.
For a minute. No fouls on either side here. Jack Kelly going to facilitate the offense now for the Titans. Kyrie Johnson on the wing, guarded by a much taller Bargesser. Screen and roll by Keller.
You watch Keller wave the ball.
Nick Thomas went up strong, couldn't knock it down, rebounded by the Warriors.
There's blockers and movers. You know, there's a lot of teams that run a blocker and mover type offense, I'm telling you. Keller is just, he screens anything and everything and then just rolls hard to the basket.
Yeah. It's been effective for him thus far as they've got a five-point lead. Connor Hubble will check into the game. Keller's going to get hit with his first foul. Team's fifth. 4:57 to go here in the second. Ruggles in the corner, baseline drive, and stepped out of bounds.
You really since the early part of this game, Grasslake had a pretty good run early offensively, but really the last probably 8 minutes, Lumen Christie's defense has been stifling.
Yeah, they've really clamped it down a little bit. Bobby Willis out for Kelly on the wing. Right on that Kelly Express Smart logo. Down low for Keller. Nice pass to Thomas. Too strong, and we're going to get out of bounds. Last touch by Lumen. Clayton Canning into the game for the Warriors. Schultz, Good, Ruggles, Clayton Canning, and Xavier Bargesser for the Warriors on the floor. Keller, Thomas, Kelly, Connor Hubble, and Bobby Willis for the Titans.
The Grasslake needs a basket right here.
Gave nice pass.
That's the guy to get it to.
That's Bargesser.
Oh, he
missed them both. And
I called the foul on it.
Bargesser's going to get hit with a foul. I don't know if I like that call.
I thought he could have. I agree. I know it was close to a tie-up. I think he's just – part of it was a little bit of frustration right there because he had two great looks right there. Now it becomes a potential four-point swing, and instead of being 15-12, it's got a chance to be 17-10.
Yeah, and that foul goes on Bargesser. It's the team's seventh, 1-1 here. Kelly hits the first. 16-10 now our score, 4-10 to play in the half for Aspen 1 hour. Kelly Express Mart logo on the floor here in Grass Lake. They're on the broadcast with us as well. Vision Collision, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Lomar Machine and Tool.
And got them both.
Kelly hits them both. 17-10 now the score. 4-10 to play. Little tie-up. And Coach Comstock in the ear of the official wanting a call on that the box out after the free throw.
Yeah.
Lewis Good with a baseline drive right in front. Thinks better of it. Nick Thomas guarding Bargesser. Lost control of the ball and last touch Warriors.
Yep.
Brendan Doan into the game for the Titans. Carson Canning now in. He'll give Bargesser a breather. We'll get a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 ourselves. Come back on 95.9, the Power Cow. Upset Central, Tech Machining and Manufacturing out of town scoreboard. And we've got ourselves a final. Saline 63, Ann Arbor Pioneer 52 at the final. Pioneer now out of the tournament. Meanwhile, here we're going to get a turnover. Brendan Doan, errant pass intercepted by Trey Ruggles. They'll head back the other way. Carson Canning for Schultz out to Trey Ruggles.
Oh, my goodness.
And a big miss there.
Had a point blank, and right now Grass Lake is, when they've had opportunities, they haven't taken advantage of it.
Yeah, you got to hit those shots when they give you a look that good. Bobby Willis will reset things. 3 minutes to go here in the half. For Aspen, 1 hour. Nice no-look pass for Doan. He'll get it to Kelly on the wing. Takes a screen, tries to roll, can't get it. Kelly will get it over to Bobby Willis and reset everything. Tried to get it to Thomas, knocked away by Canning momentarily. Back out to Bobby Willis. Getting a play call from Coach Aldrich. 2:20 to go here now in the half. Patient offense here for Willis and the Titans. Nick Thomas posting up on the high post there. And it's turned over. Trey Ruggles with the steal.
Hey, Grass Lake needs to hurt right here.
Yeah, no more empty possessions here. Schultz out top. Daring him to shoot. Nobody around him. Ruggles going to dribble out. Clayton Canning, rather, for three. Missed everything. And that's going to be a turnover. Empty possession. Dayton Keller back in, along with Xavier Bargesser. 1:49 now to play in the half. Student section's doing a little talking now. There's Hubble for three, and he got it. Connor Hubble gives the Titans a 10-point lead, 20-10 now with a minute 25 to go.
You almost feel like that's almost like it almost feels insurmountable. Now, you know, I both know it's not, but it's the way this game is going right now, and it's Grass Lake needs to finish this game, to finish this half on a little bit of a run to keep it manageable and go in and make some adjustments.
Played floppy against East Jackson and pulled it out in the second half. We'll see if that is the same story here. Nice feed by Carson Canning to Clayton, and he missed another wide open bunny. Gets his own rebound. Carson out to Trey Ruggles for three off iron. And the rebound goes to Jack Kelly. 48 to play now, 20-10. Titans looking to extend their lead. Nice pass to Doan. up and under, and he was too strong. Rebounded there by Carson Canning, or Clayton, rather. Over to Carson in the corner. Three ball, missed everything, and we're going to get a whistle. And that's going to go on Jack Kelly. 16 foul for the Titans. Connor Pelham going to slide on into this game. 32.7 left to go here. Long outlet. Carson Canning over to Trey Ruggles. Got a good head fake. Got Hubble to leave his feet.
Trap in the corner.
And now he's trapped. And going to be tipped away by Connor Hubble.
Yeah. Took one dribble, picked it up, and they swarmed.
Yeah, not where you want to be with Hubble guarding you and Keller on the help side defense. No. Lewis Good will hold on to the ball at the high point. 18 seconds to go now. Trey Ruggles looks like he's going to hold for one here. Bobby Willis out to defend. There's Lewis Good. Will take the shot. Trey Ruggles with a drive behind the back. Dribble out for Bargesser for three. 3 seconds. Missed everything, and that's going to do it on the half. 20-10, our halftime score. They go on a 10-2 run in the second quarter, does the Titans. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back here with a we'll take a two-minute break, rather. Come back with the halftime stats. Go over what to do here if you're the Warriors. Two-minute break on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow back here at halftime. 20-10, the Titans lead the Grass Lake Warriors in the district semifinal. Winner of this game goes on to take on the Flying Dutch of Manchester. And good half there for the Titans. Got a little sloppy there for the Warriors.
It did. I mean, it was a combination of great defense by Lumen. But then when it was not such great defense, Grass Lake didn't convert. Grass Lake missed three or four bunnies point blank. They missed two or three open looks at the three-point line, shot by guys that tend to make them. And, you know, while Lumen really kind of kept Grass Lake in the game because they didn't really take big advantage of it, you know, it's 20-10. It could be 30-10, but it's not. It's 20-10. And, you know, the way Grass Lake came out to start the game, I thought this was, you know, they were aggressive going to the basket. They were finished. They were smooth. And Lumen Christie switched it up and went into that 3-2 matchup zone. And they didn't do it for long, but it really kind of changed the momentum and the tide of the game. Then they came back all but man the whole second and held Grass Lake to 2 points.
Yeah, and that was the crazy thing is that 3-2 zone was super effective in shutting down their offense. And then somehow they gave up even less and straight up man in the second quarter. But and normally this is a game for Lumen Christie that's typically going to be dominated by somebody like a Dayton Keller or a Nick Thomas. But Bobby Willis was really the star of the show in the first quarter. And then they switched up the game plan and started to go to Keller a little bit later in the half.
Well, you know, Keller and Willis combined for 15. Keller had 8 and Willis had 7. Willis really kick-started him. He really got him going early. You know, hit a couple shots, made a big three. And that kind of, you know, that was really during the time when Grass Lake, I thought, played the best part of this game.
Yeah.
Willis kind of answered some of their scoring. Then it just turned into a defensive battle. But Keller was on the bench, you know, towards the end of that second quarter, kind of protecting him against foul trouble. You know, they got a lot to think about with him inside in the second half. Grass Lake's going to really, I don't know what he averages a game, but it seems like every time I look in the paper, he's 25-30.
Yeah.
And you can see why, because he's big, he's strong, but he's incredibly athletic. He's got great feet, moves well. Kind of curious to see what Grass Lake does adjustment-wise.
Yeah, and offensively for Grass Lake, normally this is an offense that's led by Xavier Bargesser and Trey Ruggles, and they didn't really do much, Coach.
Ruggles has 4, and then they got 3 guys with 2.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, 10 points first half, but Grass Lake's got to help themselves out here in the second half.
Yeah.
Knock some shots down.
Yeah.
I mean, it really comes down to that. I think sometimes you knock a couple shots down, you know, just picks up, you know, kind of preset and tested throughout your entire team. But defensively, you know, give Grasslake credit. Now, we're talking a lot about Lumen, but Grasslake, on the other hand, you know, they held Lumen 20 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if Ruggles can hit shots.
They got to make, they do. They got to come out, they got to make some shots. I think first part of this third quarter is huge for Grasslake, because I think they come out and they could get into this lead a little bit, cut it to under five. They're going to feel like they're in.
Yeah.
If Lumen comes out and makes it a 15-point game, goes the other way, I think Grasslake's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be in trouble there. And, you know, Ruggles, even if he hits, you know, one of those two wide-open looks for three, this is a 7-point game.
Yep.
And if Bargesser can knock down a couple of those bunnies, suddenly it's probably a 3-point game, 4-point game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little bit of luck, a little bit of skill for Lumen Christie. Iron unkind, I guess you could say, for Grasslake. So hopefully they can come out and shoot a little bit better in the second half and tighten things up. We'll see how things go. We'll get set for the start of our second half here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Trips Auto Shop, and Trips Ceramic Pro, Kelly Express Mart, Vision Collision, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Lomar Machine and Tool, AirTech Machining and Manufacturing. They're on our out-of-town scoreboard. We talked about an upset briefly. Saline beats Ann Arbor Pioneer 63-52. And a tough opponent there for Ann Arbor Pioneer. They're going to be done here.
Have you heard any updates on Northwest and Michigan Center?
Still waiting on an update from that one. Last we had, it was 8-0. Northwest was leading that one. Everett and East Lansing. Everett wins that one 62-53. So East Lansing's year is done. And we continue to roll through our halftime program here. Back with our second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain here. Lumen will start things off with the ball and a 10-point lead. Bobby Willis will carry things up. Starters on the floor for both teams. Nice cut. Backdoor pass and no shot.
On the floor.
Yeah, they're going to get that one on the floor. Going to go on Bargesser. His second, team's first.
Good call right there.
Nick Thomas takes the inbound out top for Kyer Johnson. Johnson will go to the point. High point over to the wing for Bobby Willis. Gets a screen from Nick Thomas. Gets it out for Connor Pelham. Three-pointer for Johnson. Shot it long. And Keller gave it a valiant effort, but it's all for naught. Out of bounds, and Warriors will take possession.
Curious to see now what adjustments here.
For a dead
flex action right now.
Little dribble drive by Ruggles.
We're right at Keller.
Yeah. Good call on that foul there. Keller with a little bit of body contact. Trey Ruggles going to go to the line for a pair.
Second foul on Keller.
.708 to go here in our third quarter. 20-10 our score. Ruggles at the line, and he will miss. Off the heel, rebounded by Kyer Johnson. He's going to drive it up, push the tempo a little bit. No number, so they'll slow things down. Inside for Keller, blocked by Scott Schultz. Lewis good on the run out, and he's going to get the bucket. 20-12 outlet for an easy bunny on the other end. 22-12, 6:44 to go here. So Grasslake already equaling their scoring output from that second quarter here.
Problem was is they ran a secondary break and pushed it, got an easy one right back on them, and that's demoralizing.
Can't have that.
You score, and you finally score, and then you give up an easy one at the other end.
And we're going to get a little contact away from the ball on Bobby Willis. His first, team second. 6:27 to play here in the third period for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Northwest 21, Michigan Center 13, and that action. Bargesser with a baseline drive, runs into Dayton. Keller goes nowhere for a Dutchney out top. He'll get it to Ruggles on the wing on the Kelly Express Mart logo. He will drive all the way down, get the bucket, and the foul. Kyer Johnson going to get whistled for the contact.
Really starting this third quarter like they started the game. They just got to sustain it here.
Bucket's good by Trey Ruggles. And they haven't updated the score yet. Should be 22-15, but there they go. Now they got it. Need to add one more to that total there. Bobby Willis carries it up, 22-15 our score, 5:55 in the third quarter. Willis with a little bit of a drive into the corner for Pelham. He'll get it down for Keller off the side of the backboard. Bargesser on the break and throws it up and down.
Back-to-back three-point opportunities. Chance to cut this lead to four.
Big time play by Xavier Bargesser there, Bobby Willis.
I tell you, they're letting a lot of contact go down that end on Keller. I mean, part of it is like you watch a guy like that, it's almost a disadvantage to be that big.
Yeah. Bargesser hits the 3-point play, 22-18, and we've suddenly got a 4-point game now.
Like it takes a lot for a guy like that to get fouled, but I thought he got hit. I thought he got hit. Two times in a row right there, and there was no call. And that led to a sprint out.
Bobby Willis maintains at the wing, nearly stolen by Ruggles. He'll get a screen from Nick Thomas. He'll throw it up and off the heel. Rebounded Keller. Left up short. Keller, another rebound. Down. Knocks that bunny down, and it's 24-8. 5 minutes to go here. Columbia Central over Addison, 48-34. That one's a final for Airtech Machining and Manufacturing, our out-of-town scoreboard. Trey Ruggles in the corner. Crosses over Pelham and gets... He's going to go to the line. Going to get fouled by... Jack Kelly, that's going to be his third, team's fifth. Ruggles will head to the line, shoot a pair. Halftime from Charlotte as Ruggles misses the first. 21-13, Northwest Leaf Michigan Center at halftime. Airtech Machining and Manufacturing are out-of-town scoreboard today. 24-18 here in our game. Titans lead the Warriors of Grass Lake. Ruggles knocks down the back end, and it's 24-19. Four and a half to go here in our third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. Nick Thomas on the wing. Quiet night for him so far. Bobby Willis now with it. He'll hand off to Jack Kelly, and they'll reset the offense. Thomas back to Willis off a screen. Nice little backdoor cut, and they're going to call him for the walk. Bobbled a little bit.
Well, his elbow came up and popped. Looked like Scotty Schultz.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked. I mean, we've cut it to five. You know, and it's manageable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grass Lake's got a little bit of swagger, doing something they didn't have there for a while because of not putting the ball in the basket. Nice move.
Nice jump step, missed it. Ruggles gets his own rebound, tries to throw it up, blocked by Nick Thomas. Oradechny to Good out for Ruggles. He'll shoot it from there if you let him.
Bart, no take. They don't want to force it.
Yep, bar guesser.
A lot of time this game. And
Lewis Good will reset the offense here. 3:20 to go. Good to Ruggles.
Yeah, Slake, I think he's smart here. You know, just take some time off the clock. Keep working it. You don't have to force anything.
Nice down low pass to Schultz, and he got it. 24-21, our score. 3 minutes to go here. Warriors have cut it to three. Third quarter action. Titans with the ball. Bobby Willis off the screen. Long three-pointer by Connor Hubble. 27-21 now after the big three-point bomb.
It's the second three of the game. And
those sharpshooters have really given a different dimension to this Bloom and Christie team. Ruggles for three. Long triple, and he got it. Big three-pointer for Ruggles.
Big time right there.
Yeah, it was. 27-24. 2:22 to go here in the third. Bobby Willis with a little dribble drive. Too strong. Uh-oh. Rebounded by Keller, and he's going to go to the line for two.
Walking away right now, I see two guys in Grass Lake that are holding parts of their body.
Yeah, probably because they ran into Dayton
Keller. Probably because they just ran into Keller.
That foul on Scott Schultz is second. Off the rim.
They struggle from the free throw line.
Yeah, Dayton Keller, not the strongest free throw shooter. A little inconsistent. He's got another opportunity at it to stretch it to four. And it's off iron again, rebounded by Scott Schultz. And we're going to get a timeout from the Warrior bench. 30 seconds. We'll take 30 seconds ourselves and come right back on 95.9 The Power Count.
There's no technical there.
After the
to be honest with you, it was a soft whistle. He went to the basket, took it hard to the basket, and he got tangled up, and that was it.
Yeah, he made a little bit of contact with Jack Kelly, a little bit of embellishment there, but it was enough to get the technical foul call. I agree with you. I don't really like the call.
I don't like it at all.
You know, he's just playing through the whistle and got tangled up.
Yeah.
Kelly will shoot the technical free throws here. And he misses the first. Still 27-24, 1:51 to go here in the third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. This gym getting loud now, Coach. That one's down.
Got him.
4-point ball game now, 28-24. Lumen will inbound from the sideline. And Coach, this gym's starting to get a little loud here.
It is.
Carson Canning will come into the game. Excuse me, Clayton Canning. I'm going to do that all night.
It's really important. Grass Lake's got to finish this quarter strong. Going to that fourth quarter, and it's five or less.
Oh, nice feed down low to Keller, and he got it and one. To 24 now, our scorer Keller can push it to a 7-point lead after foul number three on Josh Oradechny. Knocks that one down. 31-24, 1:40 to go here now. Lumen Christie hanging on to a lead. Coach Comstock upset. He couldn't hear that.
7 in the quarter right here for Keller, by the way. 15 for the game, 7 in this quarter.
Oradechny out to the wing for Clayton Canning. Nice pass on the cut. Oradechny missed it. Dayton Keller with the board. Pushing it up the floor come the Titans. Bobby Willis. Nice little backdoor cut there by Hubble. He'll get it up to Kelly. I didn't either. triple by Hubble. Long, rebounded by Bargesser. Good to slow things down with 50 seconds to go here in the third. Canning to Bargesser. He'll get a screen and dump it back for Horodachny. Trey Ruggles, guarded by Jack Kelly. Back for Clayton. He'll meet Dayton Keller and leaned into the contact a little bit, and he's going to get the whistle.
Kind of, it goes back to what I said earlier. You know, sometimes when you're that big and you're that strong physically, you're almost in a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because that was nothing. I mean,
yeah.
He just placed him because he's just big. It wasn't even much.
Trey Ruggles on the safety valve, over to Good. 25 seconds to play here. Clayton to the wing for Trey. Little crossover on Kelly. And goes one to the rim strong.
Good take. Ruggles got to take advantage of this right here. He's got to go to the line, make a couple free throws.
Yes, he does. That one will go on Brendan Doan, his first. Trey Ruggles at the line trying to cut into the 7-point lead. 31-24 our score here, and he hits the first. 18.1 seconds to go here.
And eight the third in the quarter for Ruggles. It's 8 out of the 12.
Wow.
So nice third quarter for Trey Ruggles for Grass Lake.
Really recovered strong.
Rolled them back in the game.
Make it 9 for Trey. 31-27. 4-point lead now. Excuse me, 31-26. 5-point lead. 5 seconds to go. Stolen by Good. 2 seconds, and that'll end the quarter. 31-26, the score after three. We'll take a one-minute break.
Cut the lead in half.
That they did. We'll come back and get the final quarter here. One-minute break on 95.9 The Power Count. 8 minutes on the clock for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Trift Auto Shop, Trift Ceramic Pro. Starters on the floor for both teams, with the exception of Jack Kelly and Clayton Canning, who are matched up on the wing as the Warriors get possession. Lewis Good, cross-court pass to Trey Ruggles. He'll go to the middle and get it back to Lewis Good. Trying to get to Bargesser. He won't get to screen instead. Little jump hook, and he won't get it. Jack Kelly with a big rebound. Bounce pass up for Bobby Willis, ahead for Thomas. Tried to go reverse layup, won't get it. Dayton Keller going to go to the line one more time.
He almost didn't get that call.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of a squeaky whistle right there.
Came in a little bit late, and it'll go on Clayton Canning, his second. Student section disagrees with that call as Keller hits the first. It's 32-26. 7.5 to go in our final quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Big thanks to Vision Collision, Kelly Express Mart on the call. Keller missed a whole bunch of that one. And a great heads-up play by Nick Thomas. Saves the ball off of Clayton Canning. Titans will get possession. Safety valve out for Kyer Johnson. 7:25 to play in our fourth quarter. 32-26 the score. Kyer crossing up Lewis Good a little bit. He'll hand off to Jack Kelly, trying to find Dayton Keller. He'll just drive instead. Down strong to Thomas. 34-26 our score. Easy bunny there for Nick Thomas.
A little pressure here. Back a little bit of full court pressure.
Titans tried to go full court on the pressure there. They'll back off a little bit, get into their half court defensive set. Bargesser off a screen, runs into Keller, and I don't agree with that call, but Keller's going to get a blocking foul. That is number four. Team's eight, so Bargesser goes to the line for a 1-1.
That's a huge foul.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a huge play.
Big time foul.
Grass Lake's got to, you know, really, they got to take advantage of this.
Yeah, Dayton
because
Keller.
He's the one guy on the floor that's virtually unguardable.
Yeah.
He is virtually unguardable because they don't have anybody to match up with him.
You're spot on that. Bargesser hits the first of the 1-1. Cuts the lead down to 7 now with 6:47 to play.
Bargesser.
And he'll hit the second, 34-28 now. 6-point ball game with 6:45 to go.
Getting interesting.
It is. Jack Kelly nearly stolen, and Lewis Good's going to get the foul. That's next, just his first.
Next foul is going to be both teams in bonus. Westlake's already in the bonus. One more foul. Lumichris will be in the bonus as well.
Willis gets the screen from Doan, doesn't use it, hands it off to Kyer Johnson instead. Nick Thomas out at the high point over to the wing. Nice feed to Kyer Johnson down low. He'll step back, take a jumper, leaned into some contact. Won't get the call, though. No numbers for the Warriors. Lewis Good has to slow things down. Over to Ruggles on the logo. Nearly got an illegal screen from Canning, but another screen for Hordesny. Nice pass down low. And Doan's going to get whistled for a push. Second foul on Doan. Team's ninth. 1-1 here for Hordesny. And the junior goes to the line. He'll hit the first. 5-point game now, 34-29 with 5:59 to go.
I wonder at what point you put Keller back in. You know, 6 minutes left. Probably going to try to buy sometime somewhere under 4. Good and a foul.
Yeah, that's 2 shots now. Nick Thomas going to get called for an elbow. That's Thomas's second foul. And Xavier Bargesser are going to go to the line for 2. So Bargesser goes back to the line. He'll get a pair this time. That's the 10th team foul for the Titans. Double bonus the rest of the way for the Warriors. 34-30. There's the first. No time coming off the clock here, Coach, and they've cut this lead to 3.
Here comes Keller.
And Dayton Keller back in. No choice now.
They're going. I'll tell you. Somebody's got the courage. Step in, take a charge on him.
Absolutely. Get him out of the ball game. And Bargesser makes it a 2-point game. 34-32. Clock starts to run now. 5:55. Fourth quarter action here for Minuteman, Sewer and Drain. Nick Thomas. Out for Bobby Willis. Kyer Johnson off the screen. Willis in the corner. Down for Keller. Gets it back to Willis. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Skip pass cross court for Kelly. And
timeout, Lumen.
No shot here. We're going to get a
timeout.
Yep. Timeout from the Titan bench.
It's like a full timeout.
It is a full timeout. We'll take a minute ourselves. Come back with the conclusion of the fourth quarter on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95-9, the power cow. Kyer Johnson with the ball. No pressure on him. He'll just dribble out some time here. 5:20 to go. 32, our score. Clinging to a 2-point lead. Keller, he'll go up strong and hit. Another bunny down low for Keller, 36-32.
That timeout right there was, hey, get the ball into Keller. Pretty simple,
yep.
Really.
Yep.
That was... And he was real cautious when he got it.
Ruggles for a triple try. Missed everything. Right into the waiting hands of Nick Thomas. Airtech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Northwest Michigan Center starting the fourth quarter tied at 30.
Low-scoring game. A lot of low-scoring games.
Yeah.
Really. A lot of defensive battles. But just an incredible amount of scouting. You know, you're taking tendencies away from teams.
Oh, yeah. Ayer Johnson on the wing. 4:23 to go. Nice spin move by Johnson. Gets it out to Kelly in the corner for three. Missed it, but he's going to get a foul. That's going to go on Cora Dutchney. That's number four on him. Team foul number seven. Three shots for Jack Kelly. Kelly hits the first. He'll stretch the Titan lead out to five now, 37-32 with 4:17 to go. And he'll hit the second. One more coming for Jack Kelly. Can push this lead out to seven. And it's down. 39-32 now. 4:15 to go. Xavier Bargesser. Pressure to three-quarter court by Jack Kelly. Lewis Good didn't have numbers. Decides to bail. Out into the corner now is Lewis Good. Skip pass for Bargesser. He'll go up and float one and missed it. Rimmed out. Rebound Keller. 3:45 to go now. Bobby Willis pressured. He'll get it to Thomas. Guarded by Horodachny. Kicks it out for Keller. He'll drive and couldn't knock it down. Took out Nick Thomas in the process.
The way.
Warriors got numbers. And Bargesser lost it.
Unforced turnover.
Xavier Bargesser just lost the handle, coach. That'll head out of bounds. Nick Thomas will come to the bench. Connor Spencer in for the Titans.
Christie taking their time.
Met at half court there by Lewis Good. Bobby Willis pressured on a double team. Long lob for Keller. He'll get it. And another easy bunny down low for Dayton Keller. 41-32, 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Full court pressure there. Tipped by Connor Hubble, or Spencer, rather. And we'll get a timeout from the Warrior bench. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here for the broadcast. 95.9 the Power Cow. Big thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Kelly Express, Smart Vision Collision, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, Lomar Machine and Tool. Our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by AirTech Machining and Manufacturing. Aspen 1 Hour, first half sponsor. Minuteman Tour and Drain, our second half sponsor. They open drains, others can't. A little bit of a run here for the Titans, coach.
Yeah, you know, gutsy move to put Keller back in. Felt like he had to. Came out of the timeout, went right into him. Got two quick buckets out of him. 9-point game now. You know, it was a 5-point game. He came back, felt momentum was shifting, and, you know, went inside to him and then threw that lob right there. And when he catches the ball, he's you're not going to stop him.
Yeah.
You're going to probably go up with it if he takes it up.
Everything he does is strong. Resnick inbounds out of the timeout. Easy nice. Bunny there for Spencer. Nice. Or Schultz, rather. 41-36 now. Ayer Johnson to Willis. He just walks in too strong off glass. 41-34, rather, our score. 2:30 to go. Trey Ruggles.
Oh, that's
a travel.
There was no contact right there. What? Kelly fell down.
Yeah, good job
like
to sell that.
But there was no contact.
Yeah, but, no. There wasn't.
It's like Ruggles was, you know, was anticipating contact, and there was no contact, and he just fell.
Jack Kelly did a good job of selling that. Gave nowhere for him to lean on, did Ruggles, and that ended up with the travel. Keller down low into the corner for Spencer. 2:15 to go now here. 41-34 our score. And we'll get a foul on the floor. 2:10 to go, 41-34. Tyre Johnson hits the first. Brendan Doan going to check in.
First point of the game for Johnson.
He'll look to clean up tonight. And he will. 43-34 now, our score, 2:10 to go. Xavier Bargesser met it with full court pressure there. Good. Bargesser for three. In and out. Rebounded by Kyer Johnson. 1:56 to go. Kelly across midcourt. He's going to drive an easy finger roll. 45-34 lead is now 11 for the Titans. Still in that full court pressure. A little passive on the full court pressure, though. Good. Guarded by Johnson. He goes down low. Hordeshny, easy bunny. And a timeout from the Grass Lake bench. Full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break ourselves. Come back for the final. 90 seconds of this one on 95.9 The Power Cow. 95.9 The Power Cow. Great game on our out-of-town scoreboard. Okemos leads Jackson 25-22 early on in their tilt. A couple of really strong teams in that district. Okemos 17-3 heading into that one. Minute 20 here in our game, 45-36. Bobby Willis controls basketball here. He'll get it down to Jack Keller. Around finds nobody. Keller goes up strong, and he's going to shoot two. That is on Josh Hordeshny, and he's done for the night. That is foul number five. Trey Ruggles is going to come back into this one. Jack Kelly, Dayton Keller, Kyer Johnson, Bobby Willis, and Connor Spencer on the floor for the Titans. Xavier Bargesser, Clayton Canning, Lewis Good, Trey Ruggles, and Carson Canning on the floor for the Warriors. Keller misses the first. Nick Thomas will come into the game, give Connor Spencer a breather. 1:14 left in this one.
Boy, you don't want to ever think about looking ahead because Hanover Horton's got to win that district over Reading. And Lumen Christie's going to have to beat Manchester, and anything can happen. But I'll tell you, that could be an interesting matchup down the road with Lumen Christie and Hanover Horton.
Be a fun matchup to watch.
Some amazing athletes on the floor, really.
Yeah.
You know, one team that's, but I'll tell you, I'm not sure. There's not a lot of teams that, I know Hanover played against the Bates kid, but Dalton Keller is a different athlete.
Big time three there by Xavier Bargesser. 46-39 our score now. 59.8 timeout from the Grass Lake bench. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Full timeout.
Oh, yeah, by the way, this game's not over yet.
No, not by a long shot.
I didn't think it sounded like that, but you just look at Keller, man. I'm telling you, that guy is... I don't know who matches up with him anywhere.
Yeah, he's country strong for sure.
Incredible. I mean, I just love watching him play. The way he moves out the ball, he's got great hands. An impressive player.
Hey, you got that right. He makes a tough pairing offensively and defensively when he and Nick Thomas are both on the floor. Both of them are real strong kids, and they can do a lot of damage if you let them. Been a good night for Bobby Willis as well. Xavier Bargesser kind of struggled in the first half. He's come along here in the second half, but really hasn't gotten many good opportunities.
He's had 9 of his 14 here in the fourth quarter.
Strong night for him. Trey Ruggles has had a pretty solid night. Bobby Willis set to inbound 59.8. We'll go full court pressure by the Warriors here. Baseball inbound for Keller, intercepted by Bargesser. Ruggles from the wing. He'll go out for Clayton over to Carson. To Good, he'll drive baseline. As Bargesser down low, easy bunny. 46-41, 44 seconds left now. Jack Kelly for Kyer Johnson. Nice lob for Connor Spencer. And trying to get a foul on Clayton Canning. Two shots for Kyer Johnson at the line, trying to stretch this lead.
He shot two for the game, and he's made them both. So Lumen feels good about having him at the free throw line.
36.7 left in this one. Titans hanging on to a 5, now 6-point lead. 47-41. 4:21 to go in our AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Northwest leads Michigan Center 36-30. 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter there.
Well, it's been a, they've outscored them 6-0 in the fourth quarter now.
Kyer hits another one, and it's 48-41, 7-point Titan lead. Canning, little finger roll, can't get it. Rebounded by the other Canning. Trey Ruggles over to Lewis. Good for three. Short. Rebounded by Kyer Johnson, and we're going to get another foul. Johnson going to go to the line where he's been spectacular so far, 4-4. He has an opportunity to stretch this lead to 9.
Interesting potential matchup here. 17 seconds left. It's going to be tougher for Grass Lake here. But looking ahead, Manchester, the health of, they're buying
fun
6'8 forward. Kelly is going to be a.
Kyer Johnson hits the back end. 49-41, 16, now 15 to go here. Lewis Good. Pressured by Johnson, he'll get it to Bargesser. And a blocking foul. Lewin student section starting to get into it with 7.8 to go. Blocking foul on Jack Kelly, his third. And that'll send Lewis Good to the line for a pair. Knocks down the first. Good, perfect from the line on that trip. 43-49 now. Connor Spencer going to come into the game for Brendan Doan, and we'll get a timeout from the Grass Lake bench. Thirty-second timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. 7.8 seconds to go here. And it seems like every time Lumen gets a chance to pull away, Grass Lake comes storming right back.
Well, time is of the essence right here. I'm not sure what the timeout situation. They're gonna have to hit a three, call a timeout. Steal the inbounds pass. Hit another three.
Yeah. They've got the shooters to do it. We'll get an inbound here. Bobby Willis. In for Kyer Johnson. They're trying to foul him. Can't do it. They'll lob it to Keller. And this one's over. 49-43, our final. And Lumen Christie will move on to battle Manchester in the district final. And we'll take 2 minutes here on the broadcast, come back, wrap things up, go over our scores, and get our Subway player of the game. We'll be back in 2 minutes on 95.9 The Power Cow.